We would like to say, welcome, beloved brethren, redeemed of the Lord, followers of the Lamb. Welcome to the 2015 Salem Bible Students Convention. We are all here this weekend not only because we love the truth, but also because we love the brethren. The apostles referred to their love for the brethren many times. Listen to some of their expressions. We are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? Knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. My brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. My beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let each one of us here make this the time of greatest effort to please the Lord, to show forth his praises, to display his character, to do all that we can do to show our love for him, for the truth, and for our beloved brethren. Philippians 1:27 tells us, let your conversation be as becometh the gospel of Christ, that ye may stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. The Apostle Paul admonishes us to speak of what is praiseworthy in our brethren. Commending others is a way of expressing thanks to God and is a cause for rejoicing in our own hearts. We should be thankful to God for all the good we find in ourselves or others. It is not only an act of kindness to our brethren, but our duty to thank God on behalf of our brethren. The apostle never flattered the Lord's little ones, but he took pleasure in commending them and speaking well of them to the glory of God and for their excitement and encouragement. Paul did not glory in his own gifts nor in his labor among the brethren, but he gloried in the grace of God which was bestowed upon them. And so his glorying was good. All the commendation he gave to them was a pleasure to himself because it praised and glorified God. He esteemed them and thanked God for the increase of their faith, love, patience, and all the graces of their growing Christian character. Growth occurs by a step of knowledge and a step of grace. The path of the just is as a shining light which shines more and more unto the perfect day. And we are constantly dependent on God for our progress. He planted the seed when we entered this race, and it is by his grace that we can continue to grow. The apostles' thanksgiving and glorying on behalf of the brethren was one that their faith grew exceedingly. They were more confirmed in the truth and in the promises. They had full expectation of a spiritual reward. Their growth in faith was manifested by their works. And where faith grows, all the other graces of the Spirit grow. And two, he gloried on their behalf because of their abounding love to God and to man. This is also how we should view our brethren and should strive diligently to encourage them in this narrow way. We have here this weekend at this holy convocation in this city of peace Salem, the opportunity and the responsibility to bless our beloved brethren. If each of us is doing this, then this gathering in the secret place of the Most High will be the greatest praise and honor to our Heavenly Father, to His Son, and to His chosen ones. To each of us, the Apostle John in 3 John 1:5 and 6 from the Bible in Basic English says, "My loved one, you are doing a good work in being kind to those brothers who come from other places, who have given witness to the church of your love for them. And you will do well to send them on their way well cared for, as is right for the servants of God." And so, considering our theme text, Hebrews 2:1, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip," let us this weekend, in not only adding the doctrines and lessons from the platform to what we have already attained, but let us use these to build up and encourage our beloved brethren in this, our most holy faith. We will receive the greatest blessing when we strive to be a blessing to others. Remember what our Master says in Matthew 25, verse 40. "I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Here and now, we should focus on the spiritual things and not let the things about us in the world today, as we see them crumbling right before our eyes, let it not distract us from the Lord's work. These should not cause us to fear or to deter us from faithfully running the race that is set before us. In fact, it should encourage us, even though our hearts ache for the poor world of mankind. We recognize it is the Lord preparing for the full establishment of His kingdom and the blessing of all the families of the earth. It is the preparation for God making God's footstool, the earth, glorious. Let us use then this weekend to prepare ourselves, to strengthen our faith, to help our brethren to do likewise, to take advantage of every opportunity to serve Him and His faithfully. Thus we will attain that which we seek, the words of our Master, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Some announcements and reminders. Please turn off your cell phones while here in the house of the Lord. The tables on your left along the wall are reserved for those with electronic devices requiring power. There are additional power strips available here on the first row. The last four rows of tables in the room are reserved for our meals. For those sitting there, please remove your belongings and the hymn books before each meal. The following items are all available in the entrance hall. Name tags. We have prepared name tags, and they're in a box filed alphabetically. If you do not find one for yourself, or if your name is misspelled, please write your name on a blank one, and you may choose from a lanyard or necklace or a clip for wearing the name tags. Before leaving convention, please return your name tag with its lanyard or clip into the sack that is provided there, and we will use them again next year. There is a comfort letter for the brethren who need encouragement, and we encourage you to sign it. And you can add names and addresses to the list of brethren who will receive that letter. The kitchen crew thank you card is also out there, or letter, if you wish to express your appreciation for those hardworking individuals in the kitchen. I just about said oven because that's what it feels like. There are MP3 recordings which will be made available free upon request. There's a sign-up sheet on the book table. There are items free for the taking next to the book table. Please help yourself. Among those are bookmarks for this convention. Please take those as well. There are cushions next to the book table that are available for you to use to make these chairs maybe a little bit more comfortable during the convention. There is a youth program. We will be having meetings on both Saturday and Sunday morning. There are programs out there on the book table. And if you have questions, please see Sister Joy Blackman. Payments for purchased materials should be placed in the convention donation box located on the snacks table against the wall on your left at the back of the room, back over here. I'm sure most of us know where the snack table is. All the meetings for this convention will be recorded, including the testimony, including both audio and video. The convention hall will be locked up at night. If you have any travel or accommodation questions, please see Sister Betty Yon. If you have any questions or concerns regarding the facility, including the temperature, please contact Brother Ron Miller. Anyone wishing to help with table service should contact Sister Erlene. And we would like to remind parents to take note of the statement on the last page of the program, which reads, "Parents are responsible for properly supervising their children at all times. Let us not give any reason for reproach upon the name of Christ." And also, we request that we do not use the back door in the kitchen to enter or leave the building, that we use the front or side doors here in the main hall. That helps the kitchen crew quite a bit. So, welcome, dearly beloved in the Lord, to this holy convocation. May the Lord bless our weekend in consideration of divine things in close fellowship together.